This morning the talk is on anger, present company excluded. We're all perfect in this regard, but there are a few who aren't, and they exist in cyberspace, and they write in and tell me about their difficulties in controlling anger, from small difficulties, occasional sharp word to the mother, to major difficulties where actually end up hitting your spouse, the whole gamut out there in cyberspace. So I thought we could look this morning at anger, study it out for a while, and then look at some of the very useful remedies that Gurudeva has given to help control anger before it gets expressed, as well as to compensate for it if it does get expressed. So, a monastery is a very controlled environment, very religious environment. It's hard to experience anger firsthand. It just doesn't happen. Even our neighbors are nice to us. This is Hawaii. Aloha spirit abounds. But there was an opportunity a number of years ago. It was a very interesting opportunity to observe anger from the grounds of the monastery. And this was when a house was being built next door to the monastery. So there was a team of two carpenters working on this house. I don't know if any of the other monks had a chance to observe this very interesting drama going on over there. So two carpenters, you could tell by their voices, the very loud voices, you got to recognize them working over there. One of them was much more prone to anger than the other. He was so prone to anger that every few minutes he'd end up swearing in a loud voice, because something didn't go right. The board didn't fit or he hit something or whatever, Out it would come, this loud swearing. You say, oh, I guess something went wrong over there. Well, that was interesting. But then even more so, about once a week, he would just blow up. And his anger would get louder and louder, and he'd start yelling and screaming and disagreeing, and he'd end up, banging something down, jumping in his car, slamming the door, and driving off. Now, this happened about once a week. It was very interesting. Very, very interesting study in human nature and in anger that you usually don't get to experience. So I thought about that for many years and tucked that away in my memory of anger experiences in case I needed it in the future. So anger expresses itself in different natures in different ways. Some people are usually calm, but then occasionally they lose their calmness and they become angry. So this is the idea of losing one's temper, where temper refers to composure, calmness of mind. So usually we're calm, we're composed, but something happens. Either inside, outside, somebody doesn't do something we want them to do, we hit too many obstacles in one day, whatever it is that puts us over the edge, and a usually calm person becomes angry, loses one's temper. Others experience anger more often. Seems like they're always angry. Just going around and complaining about this and that, always upset, bursting out, and they obviously have a temper. Where temper means to anger easily. Then there are other people who are selective in their anger. They're very nice to everybody except a few people. Maybe they're angry with their spouse, so they're going along just fine until they encounter their spouse for the day, and then they have to let know the spouse they're angry at the spouse. So anger goes on until the spouse leaves, and then everything's fine again. They've chosen one or more people, just a few to be angry at. So it's interesting in English, you look at the terminology, and if you have a temper, right, you're in trouble. But if you lose your temper, you're also in trouble. So why is that? That's just the English language. So you have to keep your temper. You can't have a temper, but if you keep your temper, You're okay. So how does anyone learn the English language? I don't know. So, Gurudeva has lots to say about anger in the trilogy. I mean, there's so much in there. It just took me hours to go through it all. Fills up a lot of the index, which fortunately we have. We have a wonderful index, Kumar Swami, thanks to your overall guidance. It's so easy to look up these different topics and find the relevant points from Gurudeva. So Gurudeva's core point on anger is this, to quote, "Anger, I have observed, is the most difficult fault for people to overcome." That's an interesting statement. The most difficult fault. So why is that? Because it comes in so many different forms. Pouting, long silences, shouting, yelling, swearing, and more. Gurudeva continues by listing the 8 forms of anger from the book Angry All the Time, which are described as 8 rungs on the violence ladder. So I'll read those. Sneaky anger, the cold shoulder, blaming and shaming, swearing, screaming and yelling, demands and threats, chasing and holding, partly controlled violence, and the last one, number 8, blind rage. So what does this show us? Well, it shows us that there's a progression here of anger, and we need to be careful, because if we're on this ladder at all, we might move up in the degree of anger we express quite easily. I think the family is out there. Someone can, expecting a couple. I think they just came. So in this ladder, you know, most ladders we think of as going up, right? Climbing the ladder. In this ladder, it's useful if we think of it as going down, because that's actually what's happening. These 8 rungs are taking us down in consciousness. So we have to imagine the ladder's in a hole. So we've dug a hole in the ground, which represents going down in consciousness. The ladder comes up to the surface. So each time we step on a rung, we're going down in consciousness, the lowest one being blind rage, and the first one, sneaky anger. So down we go, from sneaky anger all the way down to blind rage. So in looking through the writings on anger, I was surprised that Gurudeva spent so much time on the 4th rung of the ladder, describing the 4th rung, which is swearing. There's a whole chapter on swearing, living with Shiva. Gurudeva took it so seriously. But when you realize that it's right in the middle, it's number 4 there, you realize it's a ways along, actually. It's not just the beginning. It's the 4th step down this ladder of violence. So Gurudeva says it so forcefully, I have to quote him. He states that habitual swearing unleashes a negative force that will ruin one's life. That's pretty strong. Not may ruin one's life or cause a little damage. No, it's going to ruin one's life here. This is a pretty serious statement. We're only on number 4, right? Welcome. Please come in. Talking about anger, controlling anger. Swearing is a good way to curse oneself, to build up a big balloon of negative energy. Swearing stimulates the lower chakras until one day swearing will turn into screaming and yelling, demands and threats, and so on. Sounds like the carpenter, right? So we can see that even swearing is a problem. Why? Because it stimulates the lower chakras. We don't think of it as that, you know, it's just, so many people swear, it can't be that bad, but it is. It's stimulating the lower chakras, which easily lead down from the 4th step of the ladder to the fifth and the sixth, even to the seventh and eighth.